In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome, friends. It's Kathy B. here with you today. And we are still experiencing some pretty strange days, aren't we? And sometimes I'm not even too sure about how to greet you appropriately. And saying, hope you're having a great day, seems kind of trite sometimes because you might not be there. So let me just say that I hope you are holding up okay. We're about 7 months or so in with our lives being turned upside down by COVID. And that's a long time. It's longer than any of us thought it would ever be. And there's a lot of layers of so many things in the midst of that as well. And I know for me that my closest relationships are being stressed more than ever. And my fuse, maybe yours too, is a little shorter than it used to be. My perspective seems often foggier. And as each of us continues to carry everything that we're carrying, we come to God. Because as Peter said in John 6, to whom shall we go? Hopefully you come to him every day, many times during the day. And we hope when you do that common prayer is used to provide space for you, a holy space for you to be with God. My prayer is that it lifts you up out of some of the muck and that this time together helps you to become more aware of being held by his great and sustaining love. It is Monday and it's the beginning of another new week. And before we jump in today, I want us to take some moments to pause and to invite the Holy Spirit to center us, to calm our hearts and minds, and prepare us for what He wants to say to us today. So let's pause for some moments right now. Our scripture today is from the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. It says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word is not in us. The Passion Translation puts these two verses this way. If we boast that we have no sin, we're only fooling ourselves and are strangers to the truth. But if we freely admit our sins, when His light uncovers them, He will be faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive us our sins because of Christ, and He will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I remember memorizing these verses as an elementary school kid in Sunday school. First, there was probably John 3:16, but it seems like soon after, there was 1 John 1:9, and over the years, it's always stuck with me. And these short verses have become familiar, and so familiar to me that maybe they've lost some of their freshness or meaning. And maybe that's a possibility for you too. So in an attempt to remind myself and you of their meaning, these verses are saying that God can absolutely be counted on to forgive, and that His forgiving is also a perfect model for our forgiving. That is, what happens between God and a person who has sinned can also happen between two people that are alienated from one another. Does anybody need to hear that today? Because I do. I am struggling with this. And God means to show us the way here. I think it's important to notice that there's a close connection between confessing and forgiving. And it's just this, that if we confess, He forgives. And to understand this promise of God, I think we've got to know or know again that confession and forgiveness are what each one of them means too. So maybe you grew up going to confession, and maybe you've got some baggage around what that means. So here's a few things that confession is not. Confession isn't just talking about sin. It's not telling all your secrets and getting it all out there. Confessing our sin isn't the same as just explaining it or justifying it so that everybody can understand me and my circumstances around why I sinned. And it isn't the same as being real about it. Being real is good. It makes us honest. Maybe it makes us a little tougher, but it doesn't make us confessors. Real confession, I think, always includes a few qualities. And the first one is, real confession is an acknowledgement of our responsibility. And I'm convinced that people are sinned against just as often as they sin, but we can't blame our sin on anybody or anything. It's all ours. It's mine. And I've not truly confessed until I've acknowledged my responsibility, even if I'm not totally sure what it is. And real confession is also shared pain. What I mean by that is, when I truly confess to you that I've hurt you, I'm acknowledging that the hurt I caused you hurts me too. Confession can only begin when pain is shared. And then confession is kind of a gamble on grace, because it's holding out your heart and your soul with the possibility that another person might look at it and shut the door in your face. Confession is a risk, but confession enables us to experience God's forgiveness. Here's what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness isn't forgetting. Forgetting's a lot easier. And forgiving isn't excusing. Excusing is easier. Excusing is skirting around the pain and the challenge of forgiveness. What forgiveness is, really, is a miracle. It's the miracle of a brand new beginning, of starting again from where you are, not from where you wish you were. And when you truly forgive someone, it's like holding out your hand and saying humbly, I can't excuse what you've done. I can't understand what you've done. I can't necessarily forget what you've done, but I want to be in relationship with you again. It's saying, let's start over again. And when we're ready to forgive, we don't have to understand everything. We don't have to get the whole story exactly straight. All we need to do is to begin right where we are, in our shared pain, and determine to walk into the future again. Forgiveness definitely doesn't guarantee a painless future. It can't turn back the clock. We've got to begin where we are, and sometimes that means we have to begin a brand new relationship. So I want to ask you a few questions to reflect on, if I might. And they are along the lines of, how ready you are to confess and how ready you are to forgive. Here's the first question to reflect on, and it has to do with God. What sin do you need to confess to God that you've put on hold? What do you need to confess to Him? Is it an attitude that you've had? Is it an action? Is it an indifference toward Him? Or a lack of trust? Talk to Him about that and confess anything to Him that you need to. And then would you ask the Holy Spirit to bring anyone to mind that you need to forgive? Is there anyone that you need to forgive that has hurt you? Knowingly or unknowingly, talk to Him about that. And then lastly, is there someone for whom you need to ask forgiveness? Anyone whose forgiveness you need to seek? Someone that you have hurt? Let the Holy Spirit bring that person to your mind and talk to Him about that. And lastly, what are the next steps you need to take with another person? With God. Allow me to close us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your profound promise that when we confess our sins, You are faithful, that You always forgive and cleanse us every single time. We thank You that we can always begin again because of Christ. Father, would You be with us, especially if we need to ask forgiveness from another person, and or if we need to forgive someone who has hurt us. We know, Lord Jesus, and we thank You that nothing is impossible with You. Thank You for the gifts of confession and forgiveness. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.